It is Thursday, August 29th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you on board with us here this Thursday afternoon. Hoping that you're having a great day so far. I think we've got a pretty nice show coming up for you once again here today. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will be joining us here in just a little bit, and they're going to break down those agricultural markets. I have a futures market coming up a little bit. Jim Appel's going to check that weather for you here a little bit. Ron Hayes is on vacation, but he's left us a few items as well. He'll have his ag perspectives coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'll update the news for you. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Heston knows hay, and if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iba, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that Baker's Millers love. To find out more about Iba and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
It is 7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your Thursday is going great so far today. Well, not all crops are being hurt by high temperature. We get this report from Gary Crawford.
The continuing heat in many northern and Midwest farming areas, not good for the corn and soybean crops.
But it's perfect for ripening the delayed spring wheat crop across the northern plains.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says it is perfect also for bringing that wheat crop in. He says during this last week we've seen
big jumps in harvest numbers for several of the northern plains states. And that pushed the overall progress from just 18% harvested a week ago to 42% on August 25th, catching up to the five-year average of 54%. We're not going to catch up to last year's drought-accelerated crop, which was 87% harvested on August 25th.
Meanwhile, what's the condition of that spring wheat crop?
Not in too bad shape here, with 67% of the crop rated good to excellent and 7% very poor to poor.
So a decent wheat crop in the making this season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is set to resume milk production quarterly producer surveys in the new fiscal year beginning October 1st. These surveys were suspended in April to meet the budget reductions required by sequestration. The information gathered in the quarterly surveys, along with various sources of administrative data, is used to establish monthly milk production estimates. With the quarterly surveys, the dairy cow and milk per cow statistics will once again be available. NASS notes these are critical data points for interested parties to forecast future milk supply. NASS will resume the program with a late September mailing of the survey form to producers. Resulting data will be released on October 21st. National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson urges all of NCGA's 40,000 corn growers and those who support them to make themselves heard on important issues like ethanol and the Farm Bill. Johnson says growers should reach out to their lawmakers, get active in social media, and volunteer their time and talent with state corn grower associations. There are numerous opportunities for growers to get involved, Johnson says, and the battles ahead can't be won without the grassroots efforts. And Politico is reporting that an earlier-than-expected debt ceiling deadline could delay immigration reform until next year. House Republican leadership aides reportedly said the mid-October target laid out by Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on Monday is changing leadership's plans to pass immigration bills that month. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down the markets, and Jim will have a weather update when we come back right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow.
and many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
We're back on Midday Oklahoma. We're joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are the futures markets looking today?
Well, we'll start off with stock market futures. They are higher today for the second straight day, but technicals are leaning here a little bit to the bearish side. But the fundamental market seems to be improving. The U.S. economy expanded more than estimated in the second quarter, showing the nation is growing even though the past few years of tax hikes and budget cuts. GDP rose about 2.5% in the second quarter. Analysts projected about a 2.2% growth, so bigger than expected. First time jobless claims are also down about 6,000 to 331,000, but that was in line with where we were looking for it to be. Around the world here, we have a few central banks, Brazil and Indonesia both raised interest rates overnight, so there is some inflation risk around the world, and it could be here too. Shortly, if the Fed begins to taper, that would drive interest rates up. The U.S. dollar today is up 58 points to 82.05. That went above 82 for the first time this month, so that's a relatively good sign for the dollar. Bonds today are slightly higher, up 7 points at 132.22. If we look at crude oil futures, they're retreating a bit today. They're down about 87 cents in October, falling from the two-year high that was yesterday overnight. And it looks like the odds of an imminent attack anyway in Syria are diminishing here. It looks like they keep pushing the date back. But tomorrow the UN chemical weapons experts or investigators will sum up their investigation, and then I guess we'll go from there. And that's driving unleaded and heating oil down as well. Unleaded gasoline is down about 0.7 cents, and heating oil is down about 0.8 cents. Gold and silver are both lower. Gold's down $12, and silver's down 50 cents. If you look at the cattle futures today, we're both higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle, anywhere from 7 to 35 higher in the feeders and about 2 to 50 higher in the live cattle. The expiration for the August contract is tomorrow, so we expect to see some cash and a little bit of a move here. We have cash bids for live cattle coming in at 122 and offers at about 125. Looking at the grain contracts, we also have first notice day in those September contracts tomorrow. So it's driving some of the September soybeans anyway up about 20 cents. November's up about 9. And then corn are anywhere from a penny lower to a penny higher.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
15 minutes past the hour here in Midday, Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your day's going great so far. Let's get you an update on the futures markets here at Midday today. October live cattle up 15, 127.07. December's up 37 at 130.27. September feeder cattle up 7 at 156. October's up 15 at 157.77. October hogs up 90, 86.95. December's up 85 at 84 even. Check on the grains coming up in just a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Well, when we take a look at the grains, September wheat, Kansas City's down 5.5 at $7.75 of a penny. December's down 5.75 at $7.04.5. September corn is down 1.25 at $5.03. December's up 1.40 at the 4.81.75. September soybeans up 19 at $14.52, and November's up 8.25 at $13.81. On the cotton futures, October cotton down 15, 83.86. December is down 38 at 83.37. October crude oil down 86 at 109.24. November's down 80 at 108.50. And October natural gas down 5, 353 per million BTU. That's Check the Markets. Jim Appel steps in now and has the latest with the agricultural weather.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel. Taking a look at our weather today, it looks like we'll have hot temperatures in the afternoons and cool temperatures in the evenings. Not unusual for this time of year. Highs in the upper 90s to the lower 100s throughout the middle of next week. We'll have temperatures of 100 plus on Friday and Saturday. Looks like they'll cool off a little bit after that into the low to mid 90s. Lows in the 70s and into the 60s for next week. Chances for rain are minimal. Looks like we'll have about 20% chance of rain on Sunday and Monday in parts of central and western Oklahoma. We'll continue our discussion with Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus right after this. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, you've told us that conditions out of the Pacific have a great deal of influence on the climate and the weather here in Oklahoma. What conditions were there in the Pacific that caused this cool and dry weather that we've seen, or this cool and wet summer that we've seen so far?
Well, one thing we did see was neutral conditions out in the Equatorial Pacific. So we didn't have La Nina, we didn't have El Nino. Now, that didn't specifically say it's going to be cooler and wetter than normal after about February 15th, which was just about the day that started to happen. So in that respect, with the science, again, is just not quite good enough. It's getting better all the time. But, you know, as we look towards the future now and we see no El Nino or La Nina, that tells us that we're going to be up to the mercy of Mother Nature, whatever she brings. And, you know, there are things that we don't know about so far that can influence matter. So a lot of the research now is going towards looking about how the oceans across the globe influence weather here in our part of the globe and all over the globe. So as we continue to learn more and more about those types of influences, the science and therefore the usefulness of that science will become better and better for producers.
What are you seeing out of the Pacific now, Gary? What will be influencing our weather coming up into the fall?
Right now we're seeing no indication of a La Nina, which is the bad brother of El Nino. Or I guess maybe it's the bad sister. The El Nino is the boy. Anyway, we're not seeing any La Nina, so that will increase the odds of, you know, not having such a dry and warm winter season. Now, there, of course, again, there are other influences, but at least when we look at the El Nino-La Nina pattern, we're seeing it to be neutral, which is just like what we had last year. So the opportunities to have a little bit more favorable weather for this coming cool season are much greater than they would be if we were seeing La Nina.
Thanks, Gary. That's Gary McManus, the Associate State Climatologist. We'll have more weather right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And we're back again on Midday Oklahoma. Thanks for listening. Taking a look at our forecast, temperatures up in the 90s to lower 100s across central and western Oklahoma today. Low this evening will be 72 degrees. High tomorrow in central Oklahoma will be 101. Lows will be in the upper 70s. And Saturday and Sunday, temperatures on Saturday will be in the triple digits again. And on Sunday, they will be in the lower 90s. Dave Lanning will have more right after this on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Photon TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV, to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Thursday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at the Diamond Hats Gala. And we'll talk about the Beef Quality Summit class registration. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Congressman Frank Lucas will host a series of town hall meetings in Alfalfa, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Noble County September 4th and 5th. All residents of these locations are invited to attend and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. On Wednesday, September the 4th, he will hold three meetings. The first will be at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Northern Oklahoma College in Enid. The second will be at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Alfalfa County Farm Bureau in Cherokee. And the third meeting on Wednesday, September the 4th, will be at the Medford City Hall from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. On Thursday, September the 5th, Congressman Lucas will have three meetings again. The first will be in Ponca City at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Pioneer Technology Center. The second will be in Blackwell at K Electric in the K Room from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And the last one will be at the Perry Municipal Building at 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Perry. The 6th Annual Diamond Hats Gala will be held Friday, September 6th at 6 p.m. at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. The evening will consist of a seated dinner, silent and live auctions, live entertainment, and dancing. In addition to helping raise funds at the gala to support activities such as the sale of champions, educational scholarships, and leadership workshops, the Diamond Hats have also established the tradition of honoring the Oklahoma Youth Expo Academic All-State winners. Not only will they recognize these remarkable students, but they will also honor outstanding women in agriculture in the state of Oklahoma. For more information, you can go to www.diamondhats.org. The Oklahoma Beef Council, in cooperation with the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agriculture Products Center at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, will be conducting a beef checkoff-funded program called the Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit. It's an extremely hands-on course the last 2.5 days. The next Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit classes are scheduled for October 21st through the 23rd and October 23rd through the 25th at Oklahoma State University. Due to limited space for this program, each course only holds 35 participants. Those wishing to participate are encouraged to sign up today at www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS. Fall is just around the corner, and with it comes one of the state's most exciting events, Septemberfest. Hosted by Governor Mary Fallon and First Gentleman Wade Christensen, the 17th Annual Septemberfest will be held on Saturday, September the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oklahoma Governor's Mansion and at Oklahoma's History Center. Several agricultural groups and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture will have exhibits and activities showcasing Oklahoma agriculture. The admission to the Septemberfest is free. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. If you have a calendar item for us, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that calendar update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, USDA has forecast net farm income at $120.6 billion in 2013. That's up 6% from last year's estimate of $113.8 billion. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the year-over-year increase is a testament to the resilience and productivity of the nation's farmers and ranchers. After adjusting for inflation, net farm income in 2013 is expected to be the second highest since 1973. Vilsack notes that's coming even as agriculture has worked hard to recover from a historic drought and other disasters. Vilsack is confident farmers and ranchers will continue to show the determination and innovation that has been the hallmark of American agriculture for generations. But to help continue their strong momentum, he says producers in rural communities are counting on Congress to provide a comprehensive long-term food, farm, and jobs bill that will lend certainty to the federal farm policy. Vilsack notes that they are also looking for passage of a common-sense immigration reform measure to enable a stable and dependable ag workforce in the years to come. Well, a recent soy checkoff survey shows most U.S. soybean farmers consider herbicide-resistant weeds to be an issue that will only have a minimal effect on their profitability. Many of those farmers also believe the weeds will require future rather than immediate action. That's why the checkoff developed the Take Action program to increase farmer awareness of the potential damage of herbicide-resistant weeds and recommended courses of action.
We've kind of relied on Roundup technology for several years, and I don't want to say we wore out our welcome, but other things have crept up, and we got to kind of go with times and change our way of doing things.
That's Todd Gibson of the United Soybean Board Director and Missouri Soybean Farmer. The Take Action program encourages farmers to develop more diverse weed management plans with more weapons against these weeds. University of Illinois Associate Professor of Crop Sciences, Aaron Hager, says farmers must wake up to this issue.
We accept the fact that resistance is happening. This is not just a bunch of academics standing up and screaming and hollering because we have nothing better to do. This is real. You know, this is not something that's made up.
Through the Take Action program, the Soy Checkoff and its partners are developing educational materials to increase farmer awareness of this issue and tools to help them combat these herbicide-resistant weeds now. The Checkoff also partners with the Plant Management Network to produce videos that can help farmers manage issues like herbicide-resistant weeds. You can learn more at www.plantmanagementnetwork.org. Well, that's a look at our ag news. Ron Hayes steps in with his ag perspectives when we come back in just a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Our ag conversation today with Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, talking today with Polly about how the Cattlemen's Beef Industry Board, along with the Operating Committee, the Federation of State Beef Councils, how the process all works to come together to pick winners, stay away from those losers when it comes to projects to invest dollar-head beef checkoff funds into. We're back with Polly in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
We're talking today with Polly Rulin, of course, from the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Polly, as we go in, this is kind of the changing of the guard as far as your fiscal years. You're in the process of evaluating programs from this fiscal year. You're starting to project about what might be done this coming fiscal year. As you go through all that process, how do you pick and choose winners from this last year and then build on that for next year?
Sometimes we build and sometimes we renew. And I think there's some definite measuring tools that we use to choose what happens next year. So in this meeting, our summer meeting, our committee members will be evaluating work plans brought by contractors against the long-range plan, against an industry scan, which was an overview of industry trends that they saw in the spring, and against the beef demand determinant study, which was also presented here. So they have a lot of measuring tools to say, hey, what's important to consumers as we move forward? And should we build on programs we have already developed, or should we try some brand new things? And those measuring tools are really important so that committee members aren't using just their own opinion, but are using kind of data-based decision-making tools as we move into 2014.
What are some what do you feel especially good about? What were some successes of this fiscal year that you're winding down now?
I would say the above all else new advertising campaign is a definite success. Producers probably have not had a lot of chance to see that campaign yet. It's just rolling out now, but I'm very excited about it because it takes a new target in older millennials with children. We know the millennial generation is going to be extremely important, and this campaign is targeted directly at those folks who are making family meal decisions. So I'd say that's one of them. We had a food service ad campaign that was awarded Campaign of the Decade, and that was the Be Flexible campaign. That was sure a really important win for us and a good thing moving into 2014 when we expect food service sales to perhaps continue to grow. So we like that campaign. We're proud of that. The beef value cuts, of course, are something that I always mention because beef value cuts, starting with the muscle profiling research years ago and continuing to roll out new value cuts, always add value to the carcass, which returns dollars to producer pockets.
You know, when John Houston was speaking yesterday and talking about the advent of the checkoff, obviously we had dollars, sufficient dollars then to do the national TV type campaigns. It seems like the media has turned enough that you've got to, you can kind of specialize enough, be focused enough that, again, you're able to do some of these type of video type spots.
That's true, but you have to remember that the advertising and promotion environment has changed a lot since the beef checkoff started. Television advertising is no longer as important to promotion as it was, and growing in importance is, of course, the social environment, the web environment. So our ability to do these videos is not like going back to TV. It's like going forward into a new environment to a new target audience, the millennials, who rarely get information or entertainment from the television. They get it primarily online.
Some of the strategies behind how beef checkoff dollars are being spent these days. That's Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. The livestock futures on a higher note here today as we head towards the midday. The grain futures, though, heading south. They're a bit lower today. Corn, though, is trying to make an edge back towards the higher side. We'll give you a complete update on the markets as well as the feedlots and the stockyards, all that and more. When we come back right after this.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. If you're looking for a work truck, here it is. Through a fleet acquisition, we've got new 3/4-ton crew cab work trucks available for $24,988. These trucks are nicely equipped with AC, power windows and locks, tilt and cruise for $24,988. Need to replenish your fleet? Now's the time. Call me direct at 888-274-5667. That's 888-274-5667. Chris Nickel Commercial. Come see us.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
No cash cattle trades report here on Thursday. Midday box beef not available yet today. Yesterday box beef was mixed. Choice was up 19 cents at $196.28. Select down $1.24 at $184.40. Choice select spread $11.87 with 188 total loads. OKC West Arena Livestock Auction, 4,596 head. Feeder steers steady to two lower. Feeder heifers steady to weak. Steer calves, $2 to $3 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 178 to 188. 5 to 6 weights, 161 to 176. 6 to 7 weights, 140 to 170.50. 7 to 8 weights, 149 to 163.50. 8 to 9 weights, 145 to 154.25. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 143.25 to 144.25. Union Livestock Auction in McAllister, 1,800 head. Steer calves under 600 pounds, 8 to 12 lower. Over 800 pounds, steady to 3 lower. Heifers sold 6 to 12 lower. Slaughter cows uneven with boners and lean cows 1 to 5 higher. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 160 to 184. 5 to 6 weights, 146 to 168. 6 to 7 weights, 145 to 155. 7 to 8 weights, 138 to 150. And 8 to 9 weights, 144 to 145.50. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada, 1,722 head. Steer and heifer calves unevenly steady. Feeder steers medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 194 to 240. 4 to 5 weights, 180 to 192. 5 to 6 weights, 159 to 176. 6 to 7 weights, 157 to 160. And Springfield Livestock Marketing Center, 1,427 head. Steer and heifers $2 to $3 lower. 4 to 5 weights, 169 to 188.50. 5 to 6 weights, 155 to 174. 6 to 7 weights, 148.50 to 158.50. We'll take a time out, check the futures markets when we come back in just a moment.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. resident, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
On livestock futures, October live cattle up 30, 127.22. December up 55, 130.47. February up 40 at 131.97. September feeder cattle up 12, 156.05. October up 22 at 157.85. November down 5 at 158.57. October hogs up 107 at 87.12. December up 97 at 84.12. February up 87 at 85.95. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September down 5.5, $7.75. December's down 5.75 at 7.04.5. March down 5.75 at 7.12. September wheat, Chicago down 3.25 at 6.43.25. December is down 4.5, 6.55. September corn down 1.75, 5.02.5. December down a penny at 4.81.75. March down 3/4 at 4.94.25. September soybeans up 16.75 at 14.49.75. November up 6, 13.78.5. January up 6.75, 13.75.5. On the cotton futures today, October cotton down 45, 83.56. December down 44, 83.31. October crude oil down 80 at 109.30. November down 77 at 108.60. October natural gas down 2, 3.55 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council once again. Today we're talking about looking out overseas to promote U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Back in 2002, early 2003, beef exports were very important to the U.S. cattle industry. Then came the cow that stole Christmas, discovery of BSE in the state of Washington, a dairy cow that actually came from Canada. All the beef export momentum we had at that time was quickly washed away with that cow that stole Christmas. We've rebuilt since that time, and in 2011, 2012 have come on strong, and 2013 building on that success. According to Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, several beef councils have decided to earmark more and more money for overseas promotions, including the OBC.
It's going very well, and the reason we did that is because we do have declining revenues. The buying power of the beef checkoff today is 50% of what it was in 1988, and so we're really working to invest those checkoff dollars in with USMEF in an area where our dollars can be matched 2 and 3 times. We found it to be a great investment. Exports have been really a shining star for beef demand and for really profitability for producers. June was an excellent month for us. It's the most recent month that we have information. It was beef exports for the month rose 8% in volume and jumped 21% in value over the same time period. And really what it means to producers and why, you know, just looking at that June month is that the value to producers was $260 per head. That was the highest it's ever been. That was an increase of $56 over the same time period last year. So that export market is absolutely becoming key to producer profitability, and that's why we're investing beef checkoff dollars with USMEF.
Whether you're talking about domestic promotion, the international promotion, one of the things you do a lot of is you try to assess, you try to review, and you try to, I guess, in effect, see how well you're doing. And this is the time of year you're doing some of that.
Absolutely. We have really moved our systems at the Oklahoma Beef Council, and not just like, okay, output, like how many people were at the event, but really what are the outcomes. And so as an example, this summer we were a sponsor of the Ag in the Classroom teachers tour, and this year they went to the Panhandle. But for the last 2 years, we've been measuring their attitudinal changes towards beef as a result of, you know, what were your attitudes towards beef, cattle production, farmers and ranchers pre-tour, and what was their attitudes after the tour, and can we see movement in how these teachers and influence kids today, how they feel about our product. And we've been able to see huge advancements where they might have been giving us C's in animal care. By the time the tour is over, we're getting A's in animal care.
OBC's Heather Buckmaster. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. We're winding down on today's Midday Oklahoma. Some final thoughts in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeem, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, stepping up to the soapbox today in Ron Hayes' absence. It's amazing what people will do when you treat them like the responsible adults that they are. A new report issued this week shows farmers in the lower Mississippi Basin watershed are doing a phenomenal job at reducing pollution. The report released by the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service shows farmers have reduced the losses of sediment from their fields by 35%, nitrogen by 21%, and phosphorus by 52%. To what coercive government program can we ascribe such phenomenal improvement? None. All of this improvement came through the efforts of men and women up and down the Mississippi River who employed voluntary conservation measures to better manage and preserve their own livelihoods. It stands to reason. What producer in this day and age can afford to send tons of fertilizer washing downstream each year rather than staying where it is applied to nourish crops? What producer would be in business long by sitting idly by while his topsoil erodes away when judicious conservation measures would keep it in place? In city terms, how long would a factory owner be in business if he wasted a large percentage of his raw materials every year or neglected the maintenance of his machinery to the point it would no longer produce reliably? Why would farmers be any different? Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was quick to note the progress farmers and ranchers have made, and he called not for more restrictive programs like the EPA might do, but instead he called for more science, better research, more knowledge that producers could then employ to do even better. Some of that knowledge is already there and was reinforced by the findings in the Lower Mississippi Basin Report. More precise control of nutrient applications as to appropriate rates, form, timing, and methods would yield even greater results, as would controlling runoff with the use of cover crops. I don't know about you, but these measures seem to be within the grasp of us all. It's refreshing to see that at least some officials in Washington are beginning to understand that.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate that. And that's going to do it for us here on this Thursday. For Jim Apel, Justin Lewis, Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. We want to invite you to come back and visit with us tomorrow on Friday for Midday Oklahoma. It all gets underway at 12:05 right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.